actually never heard of them. I brought them up in passing.
Recording.
We're good?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a couple of topics here. I'm going to plug this. If you're listening to my fellow award-winning listeners, hello. Check out my Snapchat story. I love you guys. All right, so the first question I have here today. All right, everybody.
All right, we're going to put on some intense music. Let's see if this works.
What if I do
Oh, wait. Quick story last night. I was playing Grand Theft Auto with friends.
Great song.
And we were flying like those like fighter jets like for a mission.
Oh, yeah,
pew,
pew. And, we stole them from the airport?
No, we stole them from the ship
right
in the middle of the sea.
Oh.
Like that.
Oh, wow.
Like the one heist.
Holy cow.
And as I was flying, the radio came on. And Danger Zone came on as I'm flying this jet across like Grand Theft Auto. So like it was me living my childhood dream of being a fighter pilot. So that's just a cool story.
Oh,
but
cool.
Anyhow, Zach, you may continue with your debate topics.
Okay. Okay, so the first question I have for you guys, and anyone can start if they want. Can a team... can I talk over there?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't swear. Can a team have a drought if they have never won a championship before? So you hear teams saying, oh, they haven't won in 40 years, it's a drought. Well, how do you have a drought if they've never even won in the first place? Is that a real thing? So you guys can...
Yeah,
start.
I mean, I agree with that. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to find a term of what you call that, though. You know, you haven't never won a championship. What do you, like the line, Detroit Lions, I don't believe they ever won a Super Bowl. What, what do you call that? Because I understand if you haven't won in, like, 40 years, well, that's a drought. But, what do you call, I don't know. Like, I agree with that, but I think we have to, let's come up with a term for that.
Virginity. Championship virginity.
That's a good one.
Okay.
I like that term.
Yeah. I think we're all in agreement that...
They haven't... Like, if you haven't... You've never won a championship before, you have your championship virginity. That's what we're going to call that.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I don't believe it... Like, there'll be a drought...
I don't think
it's
a drought. I think...
It depends on the season. Like, you can have, like, a drought, like, not winning game, like so many games in a row if you're a team that hasn't won a championship. But, like, if you're talking about championships, it'd be, like, you haven't lost your championship virginity yet. That's what I would call it.
Right,
okay.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's
so
a good one.
You have to win before you can have a drought.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, Jim's, for our listeners who don't know, Jim's actually quite the farmer. So for farming-wise, you have to grow. But if you don't grow, how do you have a drought anyway? You see what I'm saying, man?
Farmer Jim. Farmer Jim.
Don't be modest.
Farmer Jim. Farmer Jim.
All right.
Is this him now? Okay. All right.
Jim is a farmer.
Next debate. Next topic.
Yeah, next topic.
Okay, so next topic. This is a highly debated topic amongst all of us. Is the sun cold? Jim, I think, Jim, you got a look on your face. You want to interject first? Go ahead.
That's not a thing. The sun is not cold. I don't. Where are you getting this? I want to know your facts that you're backing this up.
I'm just saying, well, why is space cold? I don't get it.
Because there's no air.
It's a vacuum.
Yeah,
there's no air in space for the sun to warm.
So
considering
there's no atmosphere.
Yeah, therefore the space is cold.
If there weren't clouds,
cold.
You know, on a winter's day when there's no clouds,
yeah.
Why are those the coldest days? Because there's no clouds to hold in the heat.
Also, because we're so far away from the sun and the heat doesn't
affect us. Right, exactly.
So to speak to that point, Greg, about the vacuum, can a vacuum suck the heat out of the sun?
Well, no.
No.
Listen to me, Zach. Are you ready? I'm about to go, Dr. Greg. Science, man. Anyhow, the thing is, with the sun, yes, it's a burning ball of flame that is very, very hot once you get close to it. And due to the fact that there's no air and or atmosphere in space, there can't be heat transferred because there isn't any air. It's the same reason why there's no sound in space. Like Star Wars, stereotypically, or not stereotypically, but physically, there was no sound. So like in the space battles, when you hear... That's not going to happen.
Right.
If you would go
right.
into space
right.
and shoot guns, you would hear, that's it.
That's it.
Oh, and
that's
the
it.
Song choice we have is Cosmic Storm.
But, so
wow.
in...
Farmer Jim.
Holy cow.
In
Farmer
logic,
Jim.
There, it's, like, the sun isn't cold.
The sun's not
it's
cold.
Just due to the fact that there is no air in space.
Okay. One more question on this topic.
Oh, did you want to...
Yeah, Ian, you want to interject real quick?
I don't know enough about space.
So,
okay.
Wait, just cover
so
the bases.
So, you're not... You think the sun is cold. So, you're saying the sun's cold, right?
Farmer Jim.
I don't know. Dr. You
Greg.
Always put up like
yeah,
a like
Jim,
a like
Dr.
a good debate.
Farmer
I mean, you do convince me on
one
that
more
for
question.
Some reason. I don't
okay,
know.
One more question, and I'm not saying the sun or is hot or cold, but if you okay, so you're saying the sun if it is allegedly warm, why when we go up in the air does it get colder as we go up and not warmer?
That's where he gets me. That's where
less
he gets
air,
me.
Less air, less atmosphere, colder.
Colder, so the sun
right.
is cold then, that's your
saying?
No,
the air is colder.
That's on record. That's on record.
No, that's not.
The
that,
air is cold. Like, the air, listen, okay.
The air is cold,
listen to
right.
me.
Okay.
The sun itself is hot.
Okay.
It's just due to the fact that there's less air to make it warm.
Okay.
So there it is cold.
Okay, so the sun is
warm.
Farmer okay,
Jim.
Good one. I like that one. It's a good, good thing. That was a good interjection.
Jim,
okay.
Dr. Greg, and Zach and Ian.
All right. Farmer Jim, next question. Okay, so I got a theory I've learned from a couple podcasts about, I don't know if you, has anyone here ever met a California teenager before?
Yeah, Bailey. Sam's one roommate. He's a big, tall guy. He's from like the mountain regions of California, but yes, I have.
Is he intimidating to you at all?
He's a big guy, yes. Very.
Okay.
He's a
okay.
big dude.
Because I've heard from different podcasts that California teenagers are more intimidating than, say, a Pittsburgh teenager. What are you guys' thoughts on this? And I'll give you a little bit of interjection there. In California, it's always sunny. They have long hair. They always can
it's
go.
Always also sunny in Philadelphia.
Well, that is a good show, Jim.
Bazinga.
Good show. Bazinga. Pow, pow.
Zinger.
And it just seems like they got so much more. They're so much cooler than I am, and they're kind of scary. So what do you guys think about that?
Well,
Jim?
I have no facts to back that up.
Okay. Well,
like,
obviously, no, this is very subjective. That's why I debate.
No, I don't think they're
facts.
Scary. I think you'll find scary teens anywhere. I'm sure if I go somewhere in Pittsburgh, I'll find
now,
scary teens.
No, I'm not
teens.
Saying scary as in, like, they're going to, like, you know, hurt you scary, but just intimidating in that. Oh man, if I see a California team, I'm gonna get a little sweaty.
Well, it depends. I mean, because if you're going to like preppy California, yeah, definitely. Like,
okay.
If they're going to like, you know, Berkeley.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm just gonna be intimidated.
Oxford University.
Yeah. Well, that's not California, but, you know, I mean, if like you see CMU students, they intimidate me.
So
I think it's like knowledge-wise, I get intimidated.
Okay. No. Okay. So intimidating as many rocks you're saying.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Like, I mean, physically, anyone taller than me, which is everyone. They're going to be intimidated.
Nerd. Three-year-olds.
Well, yeah.
Farmer Jim.
Okay, so you're saying no.
I'm saying
Greg,
no.
What are your thoughts on this? Are they scary?
It depends on the aspect.
Think
like,
about
like
California.
Like Jim said, so like beach-wise, yes, because most of them have great physiques and
right.
amazing hair. But yet
no
again,
hair.
Whatever, like, can it, like Canada,
sorry,
those
sorry.
Guys are intimidating because like
yeah, about Canadians.
They're always, like a majority of Canadians are always tall.
Yeah.
Like
I have
the hockey players
that.
Here at RMU,
yeah,
they're
that.
Tall and they're built well.
Makes
so they're
sense.
Intimidating for the fact.
Like physically.
Like yeah, physically intimidating. Like, I'm not really intimidated by like knowledge as much because like I accept the fact that I'm from rural Pennsylvania and I'm just an idiot. But the fact of it is, like.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Like, Californians, like Jim said, are just, like, depends on the aspect.
Okay.
Intimidating.
So most part, they are intimidating for those
to an
reasons.
Extent, yeah.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
Right,
so. Yes.
All right, Ian.
Ian, go ahead.
Yeah,
actually, go ahead.
I agree if you're from the beach area, you know, San Diego, L.A.
They're always jacked, too.
But not the Bay Area.
Oh, your music? Are you still good?
We're still good.
Okay, go ahead.
Not the Bay Area. I mean, that was...
You ever seen Baywatch? Intimidating.
Oh, I love
yeah,
Baywatch.
The
Rock. You guys see the new one?
Zach,
no,
I
I'm just
selling
the new one. I want
to
see
okay,
it.
Okay,
no,
hold on. This is going to sound like complete
idiocy
right here, but Baywatch, did that take place in San Francisco?
No.
Or, okay, I didn't think
I
so.
Think.
I thought it took place in Florida.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
It's in California. It's California.
Is it?
I think it's California.
Is it Huntington Beach? Or is it like...
I think it's...
Baywatch Beach, I think.
It's a made-up beach.
It's a made-up beach.
But it's in California.
Okay, because I was like, oh, wait, I always thought... I just. Thought it was in Florida.
Nope.
So like, okay.
California.
Jeez. All right. It wasn't as dumb as
I'd imagine it's near San Francisco though, because it's called Baywatch.
Yeah. That's where it kind of threw me.
I think it's probably near the. I don't know. Probably near.
To
the
me,
Bay.
California is so scary. I don't even look at it. I can't stand it. Scary state.
You can't stand it.
It's a scary, intimidating state. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Next question. In a one-on-one basketball, who'd win? MJ or LeBron? Would win and why?
Okay.
Well, when?
Hold on.
Like,
yeah.
Nowadays.
Yeah. Nowadays.
LeBron.
But
back
if
they're both
primes,
in their prime, probably MJ.
Prime.
I don't know. They're two different players.
Okay, what
one
era?
On one.
Michael
they're
Jordan
two different
or LeBron's
let's
era.
Say they're playing one-on-one Michael Jordan versus LeBron in LeBron's this present era.
Okay.
LeBron.
Yeah.
I think LeBron's
LeBron. Basketball has become such a more like more. Like,
LeBron,
more
I think, can play
game.
Better
right.
defense
so it's
and
the
hustle
of hockey,
him out.
In that
yeah.
aspect,
that's where, like,
in that aspect, LeBron's gonna win because he's bigger and more muscular. Where Michael Jordan focused more on like ball handling and shooting,
right.
where LeBron focused more like focuses more on his like. His physical,
his
like,
ability to
out
muscle you.
Exactly.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
In a one-on-one,
he bursts into the paint.
Okay, so you're saying one-on-one. So you're basically saying LeBron's
right.
better than MJ. you're saying, right?
Well, we're not saying that.
In LeBron's era, LeBron is better.
LeBron's better.
In Michael Jordan's era, Michael Jordan would be better because LeBron would get caught on so many fouls.
Okay. So, MJ versus... What about...
Right, right.
Okay, let's say Chicago Bulls. Okay, so the olden days. Let's say the olden days, 5v5.
So we're going back to their era.
We're going back to their era. 5 LeBron versus 5 Michael Jordan. Who would win and why?
Ask those two.
Jordan.
Jordan and
I think
why?
Jordan would win.
5 Jordans versus 5 LeBrons.
Absolutely.
Yeah, different era. I mean, yeah, definitely think Jordan outshoots LeBron.
Let's say, forget the era, just say basketball in general. Who can ball harder? 5v5, LeBron versus MJ, who would win and why?
That's tough to say. Mm, that's
a tough topic.
I feel like Michael Jordan would still win.
Well, it'd honestly be a tough matchup because you would have MJ who would use the perimeter, you know, shoot his shot. Shoot his three and take those, you know. We see him put up shots that you don't know how he gets them up, but he got them off and he drains them. Where LeBron would bring that physical aspect, play a little better defense, but I think LeBron would just drive on MJ the whole time and just drive him to the hoop and do easy layups. I think LeBron would just beat him
physically,
but I think it'll be a close matchup. LeBron would just get a bunch of twos, but just driving in and making MJ look foolish that way, but I think MJ, on the other hand, would... I mean, LeBron doesn't really cover, you know, the perimeter. LeBron's a big guy. He's a point forward. You know, he gets down underneath the hoop, and he, you know, covers that end of the court. So I think it's a back-and-forth game.
In that aspect, though,
in that aspect, 5v5,
and
yeah.
the only way that I can think right now to compare it to modern era would be 5 Stephs versus 5 LeBrons. Steph's an outside, like he's an outside shooter.
Yeah,
okay. That's
very similar.
So it'd be like 5 Stephs versus 5 LeBrons. Of course, Steph's going to get beat every time in the paint by LeBron because Steph is only 6 foot.
Mm-hmm.
And LeBron's 6'12", which was 7 foot.
Was 6 foot.
But like that's the only way I can think of comparing it right now because of Steph's ability to shoot from the outside perimeter.
Right.
Yeah.
And then LeBron's
right.
ability to drive into the paint.
Okay, so let's transition a little bit. MJ versus LeBron in soccer, 12v12. Is that what soccer is?
I think it's 11 with a goalie.
So I am right, 12.
Well, no.
12.
11
with a
goalie.
I think it's 11,
it's 11
and then a goalie.
Okay, so it's...
I think there's 11 fielders.
Total.
Right, yeah.
11
yeah.
fielders and then 12 with a
okay,
goalie.
Okay, so MJ versus LeBron in a soccer match, 11v11.
MJ.
MJ.
He's faster.
Yeah,
he's faster. He has longer legs.
Well,
yeah.
MJ wins.
Don't forget about the corner kicks. You got to out-muscle people.
MJ
LeBron
wins.
Would definitely out-muscle
MJ.
MJ in the
MJ's taller than LeBron, isn't he?
No.
Wait.
MJ
what's
was like 6'3".
I don't know.
How
tall
is
LeBron?
6'4", 6'5".
Really?
LeBron's a big dude.
So LeBron
He doesn't look that big on TV.
It's because he's muscular.
He's muscular.
In the 80s and 90s, basketball players weren't muscular like we were saying.
Okay, yeah.
So he looks taller because he's lanky.
That's where our bad boys came in and kicked him. But... So, but I'm saying, so LeBron,
Ronaldo.
So you're saying Michael Jordan is better than LeBron at soccer as well?
He's faster.
He's faster,
okay.
Yeah.
He's faster and he can, I feel he's more agile.
Okay. Good answer. Okay.
Ronaldo would still win.
So does your demographic for Fried with Ian, what does that consist of? College students, listeners? What am I?
College.
College.
In college.
Rome, Ian's mom.
Ian's mom.
Nah, she's at work.
Hello, how are you?
She doesn't read, download the
Romos. Because it's in Romos.
Okay.
So it's probably just majority college.
Hello, Mrs. Kist. Shout out to our award-winning listener, Mrs. Kist. Hello. Okay, next question.
Wait, do we want to take a quick break real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Play a song.
So I want to talk to you guys about Maryland. No, just kidding.
Stop.
All right, yeah. Just tease us with a song. Just pick a song.
Tease you with a song?
Just play a song.
I don't know.
I have a good playlist. I have a good playlist.
Okay. Huh? Oh, yeah.
Alright,
well, dude, I'm sweating like a freaking pig on
Christmas. I don't know how to put this on so we can listen to it
on
here.
Oh, that's fine.
I like that. That's good.
Sorry, I need to throw it over there.
No, you're fine. Not a big deal.
I want to get into Romo.
I'm coming.
Romo, go ahead.
I want to talk about Romo. Man, what a game last night. See the black cat on the field? Dude, Loffer had the Ravens defense.
That's
two pick sixes.
Michael Jordan is 6'6".
What's LeBron? He's like
Let's
6.
Look up right now.
He's taller than 6'4". He's like 6'7".
6'7"?
He's big.
He's a big dude.
He's not 6'7".
He
That's yelling Yao Ming.
He's 6'8".
6'8".
6'8"?
Yes.
He does not look
that
big.
He's
weird. Okay,
you say piss on the radio?
No.
No.
Let's not.
You cannot say anything.
I do not want any swear words on the radio.
We were probably like, I don't know. I was debating when we said virginity. I was like, oh.
That's not a bad word.
It's not a bad
word. It's
a
bad word. It's a scientific term.
Biblical verse.
Yeah.
Virginity.
How is pissing bad, really?
It's
I mean,
slang.
I wouldn't say it. Like,
okay.
Can we not say it?
Oh, pee. Say that.
Pee.
Well,
I said
we're not using.
You're
a nation.
You guys are welcome. I said but. I was going to say the A word.
Yeah, please don't say the A word. Like the Lord.
What's up with, I like this hat, by the way.
Thanks, man. It's Patagonia. So you can, like, climb mountains with it when you put it on.
That's just what I mean.
Instantly makes you a mountain climber?
Yeah, pretty much. That's Patagonia. That's why I get it.
It's also, like, $70 for a hat.
You're darn right it is.
You're not getting a discount. I still want to buy it.
Just ask yourself, how about you want to climb Mount Everest?
Nope, not going to do it. I ain't going to do it. Do it for the vine.
What song are you playing?
I want to make sure that it was muted.
A good song.
What are you playing?
So, Jim, you're a former
I'm
back
out.
Tom Petty.
I'm back.
Does Beth actually listen? You think she's listening?
Well,
does she get the podcast
she's at
later?
Work.
Yeah.
She's going to miss the first half.
Yo, what up, Bethy K?
Not the first half. We got in there. Before we started debates.
So I can go back and listen to this later.
Hey, by the way, I definitely heard that that one topic before.
Which
I was in an interview and you asked me about it. No,
the sun.
No, I can't remember. Let me see the list.
The list.
Song. Do you want to play another song or do we want to go back to the questions?
That's what I heard in your
room.
Do
you want to play another song or go back to the questions?
Let's come back.
Go back to the questions.
Alright.
No, I definitely you asked me that one.
Alright, yeah,
you
will.
It's a good question.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
What is up? We are back.
What is up? Fridays with Ian Crew.
Whoop whoop.
Farmer Jim, Dr.
Farmer Jim.
Jack Davis and Ian.
Farmer Jim.
The star of the show.
So, what are the other questions you guys have?
I love that.
All right, let's move on. What's the discussion?
All right, so do you guys all play fantasy football? I know Ian does. Jim?
I do.
Yeah.
So Eli Manning has won 2 Super Bowls, and he is struggling a bit this year. He's lost to OBJ. Decker's out of there now.
Marshall's
out of there.
Wait, who are we talking about? Sorry.
Eli.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I
feel so bad.
Perkins might be hurt. I don't even know if he's coming back or not. So the question to you guys is he still elite? Or was he ever elite?
I think he was elite for a little.
Yeah, two years. The years where he was beating the Patriots.
Yes, 2 Super Bowls.
He's the only quarterback
to break the undefeated season for the Patriots.
Right,
and then win the Super Bowl.
Right.
I consider that an elite.
He beat them in the Super Bowl twice, which is anytime they go up in the Super Bowl, they win.
I would definitely consider that period as an elite quarterback.
What have they won 5 now? Championships for the Patriots, they would have 7 without Eli. He really just kind of saved, like, the whole rest of the NFL.
Do you think Eli's going to be traded?
Mainly the Steelers, just because we need to be
Do you think those are legit? Because the trade deadline's coming up. The rumors that he's going to be traded to the Jaguars.
See, my theory on
how are the Jags doing this year?
They're not. They're good. I mean, isn't Fournette hurt?
Like Bortles.
Fournette hurt, but he killed us. Fournette killed the Jaguars beat Steelers, who I'd argue is
the
top team in the AFC. Jaguars are decent. I don't know if they're back. I think they're a wild card team. Yeah, they're back.
See, what I'm saying with that whole Eli thing though is that Eli Manning is definitely a possibility to be traded to the Giants, because you have to think about it. His brother ended his career a couple years ago, and Eli's not much younger than him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's getting towards the end of his career, and Peyton jumped to a couple different teams whenever his career started to close up. It's about time that Eli Manning sees another team before his career's over.
Right.
I think he's getting that time in his life, or in his career, I should say, where it's about time where the Giants are like, okay, we need to start over with a clean slate with a new quarterback and build up again. So I could definitely see those trade rumors becoming true with him going to the Jaguars. Maybe not this year, but maybe towards the offseason, maybe mid next year.
Eli, E-L-I, elite, E-L-I-T-E.
Thank you.
So just saying, he still might be elite at war. Table that one. Also, do you guys know Eli's real name?
Elijah.
Great, got it.
Yeah, that's generally what that is.
Okay, I did not know that until I found that out later.
You thought his name was Eli?
Do you also know that he was supposed to be a Charger? Then he cried to his dad, I want to play for the Chargers. I want to play for the Giants. So they just traded him and Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, what a trade. I mean, the Chargers. I mean, they got
the win.
No, they didn't.
They got the win on that trade.
I mean,
the Chargers got the win on that trade.
Oh, yeah.
Fantasy point wise, oh yeah, not Super Bowl wise.
Absolutely.
We don't care about Super Bowl. We care about fantasy points. So in fantasy, oh heck yes. Next question. This one is not. We'll skip that one. okay, so you guys know the cardboard on toilet papers.
Yeah.
The cardboard thing. What do you guys do with that whenever you're done?
Throw it away. What do you do with it?
Throw it away.
Greg.
Greg's a very
important man. Greg, Greg will be right back after these messages. So
I throw it away.
You guys throw it away.
Unless my art teacher in elementary school asked for them.
Yeah. We're gonna create people with them. You know, other than that, I didn't save them.
We did like nutcrackers during Christmas time with them.
So do you guys think it'd be advantageous to have no cardboard?
I think they're useless because they have them out, right? That you know they just form them. Just like with paper towels.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I don't think they're necessary. And I mean, and I'm not a whole big advocate of like, you know, the environment stuff. But like, yeah, I mean, I don't think they're really used for anything now that technology can, you know, you can produce a toilet paper roll and paper towel roll without having the actual tube.
Right, I agree.
Right.
Jim, so you got?
Yeah, that's all you got, yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be awesome to have enough there, and you can just kind of drape them down from the ceiling, or you know, have them like a big box of some sort. And you know, I'll give a little plug shout to my engineers out there, sanitary engineers. We as engineers don't have the little roll things on our paper towels. It's just you stick it in the little thing, and then you pull it.
Oh yeah,
shout out to
yeah.
Custodians everywhere.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's what they do sometimes here. I mean, you just pull it out.
And, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I mean, it saves waste.
I'm an engineer. I'm an engineer.
I've dabbled in the sanitary engineer business.
Exactly. So
that was long as that.
It is
a dish sanitary business.
I just want to let you guys know. Oh, you guys grinding out there. Shout out to all you guys.
Really humbles you.
Love you guys. Okay, next question. We'll wait. So what came first, people? The chicken or the egg? Ian or Jim?
Man.
Who would like to interject?
I think that, I don't know, because you don't have a chicken if you don't have an egg, but you don't have an egg if you don't have a chicken.
Right. I mean,
I don't know.
That's a really hard one.
I want to hear you guys take a guess.
I have no guesses on that one.
I think the egg just formed randomly one day. I'm gonna go with the egg.
See, like that, but that's like this. That's said with everything.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, that's
right.
Like you can say that.
But how
like,
did? But how?
How did,
but
how did,
how did the first chicken get here?
Right. Exactly. I mean, I guess you know that whole God theory and all
oh,
that.
Oh
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, yeah.
That is where.
So I'm guessing. I guess the chicken then, because
chicken.
God made a chicken, and the chicken was able.
Or did
to
God make an egg?
No.
And a chicken hatched from that egg, and that's how it started. You never.
Well,
know.
No, because then it would die because it couldn't feed itself.
Well, I could eat worms.
Yeah, but I doubt it. The survivability of just an egg. Because it needs its mom to warm it or whatever. I don't
know,
understand the whole process with chickens.
So Jim is saying the chicken came first.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm saying the chicken.
Ian, do you concur or do you think
I don't know.
Jim's
I go,
crazy? Go
I mean,
the egg.
I understand both.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that. Yeah, I guess I think God just put the chicken on the earth.
And the chicken took care of the rest.
Yeah,
the chicken,
yeah.
And then the chicken.
I mean, I think you should just
egg.
Put some flour, some egg whites on, and put it in a deep fryer. That's all I dabble
like
with chicken.
Bam. Okay, that was a surprisingly good debate, actually. I like that one. It's a common one. Okay, one more. Okay, we'll go two more questions. Yeah, all right. I'm like, party on. Nice. So
it's a I'll tell you the title later.
Okay.
It's pretty funny though.
Okay. Beep. Does water taste different? All kinds of water.
Yes.
And why?
Okay, I can't.
Wants to talk.
I can't really.
You don't have a chance.
I don't know. I like Aquafina, but like, did you guys ever have? Not so, the chill water, the chill brand.
No.
It has like a slimy taste to it. I don't know. I hate it.
Well, that's like.
But
slime.
I always just drink. I mean, I don't really see a big difference between Aquafina and Dasani and Deer Park.
Oh no! Dasani. After I drink it, I'm very thirsty. They put salt in their water. And that's a proven fact. All right, whereas Deer Park doesn't, and I can definitely taste the difference.
Okay.
Yeah, I can taste the difference between water.
I also, tap water.
Oh,
like,
I hate tap water.
I honestly only like the tap water from, like, my house. Like, here, hotels, I can't do it. Like, I gotta take, when I go to the hotel, I have to take, like, a bottle of water to brush my teeth, and I use that to rinse out my mouth.
Oh, I did this.
Here, I kind of just hold my breath and go with it. But, like, in Ohio, the chlorination is, you can just, my cousin's in Ohio,
is that a word,
their house.
Chlorination, yeah. Is that a word?
I don't know, but we're going with it.
Okay.
It's just, like, you can just tell, like, there's you know, stuff, more chemicals in it. And they're, you know, the sanitation, not sanitation, but yeah. Purification. That's the word I was looking for.
Is that
I can just tell the difference. And I always, you know, said it from the get go. I never like drinking the tap water up there when I visited them. But yeah, I do notice
a difference.
But nowadays you can just put it in a purifier, put in a Brita and you're good.
I mean, I don't like tap water in general, no matter where it is.
Uh-huh.
I
prefer water bottles.
I prefer either distilled or just water bottles. That was a good sound effect. So
you guys think there is difference?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
What's your favorite type of bottled water? Do you have one? And why?
I like that that Voss water. I really like what they're asking.
From Voss water. Even Voss water
from
Grown Ups. He's like, we got tap water.
Yeah, no, Voss water. I really
like your
like
kids
it.
Are asking for Voss water.
I really like it because it comes in this glass thing, and then once you chill it, it's so refreshing.
Can you guys tell the difference between like
glass
like Life water and Fiji water? And
no,
I can't.
But I do like Smart water. That's
smart, yeah,
I
Smart
get
water.
With that water. I drink it right before a test, and I use it.
Maybe you should drink it right before you have to make a lower third that says coach.
Oh, you're a funny guy. So yeah, no, I drink the Smart water and I eat Smarties right before a test, and I usually pass without fail.
No Dum Dums, Smarties.
Nerds. No Dum Dums, Smarties.
Nerds, you eat Nerds. That's a good one.
No,
you mean,
no,
don't
I
you mean eating Jim's? Jim's a nerd.
Jimmy's.
I'm a nerd. Okay.
Jim's a nerd, everybody.
I'm a nerd.
Okay.
Jim nerd.
Another debate here, real quick. Sprinkles or Jimmy's?
Jimmy's.
I go back and forth.
I say Jimmy's all the time.
When I go somewhere, like if I'm like tell my mom, hey, I'll say get Jimmy's. But if I go to like Dairy Queen, I'll say, hey, can I have like a twist cone with sprinkles?
Right.
I don't know. Informal and, you know, formal, informal kind of. I'll call it like if I'm like, you know, sometimes like, you know, I don't want the DQ worker to be like, what are Jimmy's?
Oh yeah, no,
you
I
know
don't
what I mean
Jimmy's.
I would just say sprinkles.
And if they don't get it, I'll just point.
Yeah. Rainbow sprinkles, chocolate sprinkles.
Chocolate.
Rainbow. I go rainbow.
I go chocolate.
Rainbow.
I get chocolate all the time.
It's just pure sugar. You don't really get a flavor out of it, but I don't know.
It's
just
the
like
color.
It.
It's
yeah.
the aesthetic of the ice cream. Like if you have
nice
vanilla
word.
Ice cream
it's
with
nice
the, like rainbow sprinkles, it looks to me
better.
Childish. But
mm-hmm.
you know, people love
better.
That. But I like the chocolate. I like the dark
rainbows.
Contrast.
Looking at rainbows, it actually boosts creativity like 25%. That's why I get rainbows on my ice cream.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah, that statistic. Where are you getting that from?
Bloomberg.
Bloomberg. Oh, all right.
Yeah, Bloomberg.
All right, one more.
Okay,
right.
One more question. This is going to be a good one, gentlemen. Is the Earth flat and why?
Kyrie Irving, where are you at? he says it's flat.
There's interesting videos.
Again,
out
I think we're brainwashed. I think we know
I think
from
we
the get go, we're told that it's round.
It is round.
Mm.
There have been people from space have taken pictures of it.
I love it when people are like, well, if it's round and we're moving in a circular motion, why are we? Why can't we keep our balance? And it's because we're moving very, 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 very slowly.
What does the Earth rotate on?
Its axis.
Good answer. Yeah.
X or Y?
There.
It's the axis of evil.
Because there's a lot of videos out there about the Earth being flat, and you just hear all the way around. And I just didn't know if you guys any dabbling into that.
No. I usually just kind of like just leave those people off in the
okay.
I don't know what song this is. Sugar
I like
Zone.
It.
Sugar Zone speaking of Jimmy's, this is the song.
Man, we're playing right all the right songs.
Yeah.
So the Earth
Morgan
is
not gonna let me do this again.
Round.
Yeah,
the
Earth's round.
Okay, that's good. All right guys, that's all I have. All
right, so we're gonna go to a quick song real quick and
you want some questions for me.
We will come back. Thanks.
Is there anyone to change?
Are you muted? I heard this playing.
What?
During the music.
What?
This song was playing.
Yeah, I realized that, and I was like, why is Party Hard get on when like, and I was like, oh, whatever.
Do you have class of one, or do you,
no,
did
no,
you run
they
that retreat?
Canceled.
You canceled it, or they canceled
they
it?
They canceled. Is there a way to adjust the volume on the microphone, on the headset, or no?
What?
Is there a way to adjust the volume on the headset on this?
No,
yeah.
I don't know how to do it. If
Morgan always puts it so high, and we all scream, and like, kills me, but,
Like, I know how to do the mics, I don't know how to do the headphones.
Why, can you not hear it?
Can you not hear it?
No, it's like way loud.
oh, yeah, no, that one is always really loud.
Okay,
right? Because, like, I have that problem because I plug it into there.
Want to talk about Romo after this?
I'll deal with it.
Romo?
I just want to talk about what you guys think about his announcing so far.
Who's Romo?
Tony.
Oh!
Yeah, we're going to talk about our mascot.
That's literally what I thought you were
talking
about.
Let's
talk
about the Colonials mascot.
I think I'm about that, too, actually.
yeah, we can do that. I think this is going pretty good.
It's your show, Ian. What you want?
We're at 20 minutes. We really don't go to 1 o'clock. I think we can.
Do you think Rock Your Body, it's appropriate, right?
Why not?
I mean, I'll just...
Halloween weekend. I see what I'm saying is 2016 on the air, but I didn't want to do it.
Do you think it's appropriate, right? Like,
no, not at all. Take it off.
Shut up.
I'm just kidding. Be so quick to suck my dick.
Oh, can you talk about the Colonials? Three of their games are at Duquesne. Four of their games are at Duquesne.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, Sewell, it's being torn down.
How
it is.
It's being
torn down now.
How do I get that? I got a Sewell brick. How do I get one? Like a brick of Sewell?
Oh, you might want to write President Howard a letter.
I think I write to him. Good. To my character.
That'd actually be a really good, like, fundraising idea for them, like the school.
The fact is that they're not destroying the whole. You get like parts of the.
Right, but still, I mean, like the floorboards are tearing.
Do you know that $50 million is very cheap?
Right.
It is, like $50 million for a
well, that's
complex
true.
That is very cheap, but like. It's because they can use the foundation already. They're not building from. They're using what's already there.
Are they tearing down all of it, or what are they doing?
They're using like parts. I don't know that guy.
Remember the smokestack? Do you remember?
It's right there, yeah.
No, by the park smokestack? A long time ago? No, they tore that down. They auctioned off the bricks. Good idea.
Where?
He's going to old by the park campus. Like a high school campus, yeah. Oh, sweet.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but that's a good idea. Auction off the bricks. I'd pay like $10 for a Sewell brick.
I would.
Show my kids, but yeah.
I give it to my uncle, actually, probably.
No.
I take a piece of it and like give it to my uncle for Christmas and be like, here's your gift, a piece of brick from
Sewell. What is it, coal?
Alright, are we back? And we are back. That was some Justin Timberlake for you. What is up?
What up?
So what are we talking about?
Alright, so I wanna Zach and I we've all been in on this conversation before. What are your thoughts about Tony Romo's color commentary so far this season? His first year.
I like it. I don't see a problem with it. I think he's very good at predicting the plays. And
he's toned down a little bit.
He's toned down a little bit. Did you see that squirrel last night though, or whatever it was on the field?
It was a black cat.
Black cat. He was sitting there giving the whatchamacallit.
Did you see
the
slow-mo of it?
For it?
That was awesome.
It was fantastic fun. But yeah, no, I don't have a problem with it. I think he's doing a good job. I mean,
Zach, go ahead.
Go ahead. I think he's better than I thought he was going to be. I didn't think he'd be as good as I thought he would be at all.
All right, so here's my thing. I think he's good for the game because I think, you know, he's predicted the plays, and he's definitely toned down for, like, it was a little excessive. But remember, though, he's months removed from being
right.
on an NFL sideline as a player. He knows nowadays how the defenses are, and I think that his youth of an announcer is crucial because, yeah, you have Dan Fouts, Phil Sims, You know, the older guys, they played back in the day.
Right.
The style
right.
of football's changed. He can relate. He know he's seen a lot of those defenses. We played them recent years, even last year.
Yeah, I think
he
yeah.
knows what they're gonna bring. So he knows that he can see how the defense sound be like, oh, we used to do a screen on this play, so he knows that they're gonna do a screen. Or
right,
they're gonna
right,
go
right,
right out
right.
the middle. And I remember there was one game he was talking, and he was a wide receiver came up. You know, tight end. They knew they were going to go to the tight end. But the tight end was right at the first down marker. Well, he said, I always told Jason Witten, to go a couple yards beyond that to have that wiggle room. So
right,
that to me
right,
was like,
right.
that's the analysis that a commentator needs.
Yeah, right, yeah.
That he was just in that situation months before. You know, I think that is very key. And I think a lot of, you know, he can use specific names, real life examples when the older guys, you know, they forget. They played 20 years ago, even longer. And it's like, I think, you know, they can't bring those examples, those specifics and that type of analysis. And I think that's why. And also, we were talking about last night at our post game CSC or post production at Beat Buffalo Wild Wings, a little pitch there, that Jim Nance was getting kind of stagnant. He was getting kind of boring there,
oh, yeah,
and with Phil Simms, and boom, you know, he's back. That you know, back has some more life in him, has that more energy because you know that's what Tony Romo brings, and I think it's helped that 4 o'clock that prime time broadcast for CBS
on
Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. The only thing about Tony Romo being on air that I don't like is that cartoon graphic that they made him. He has the stubbiest little thumb. His like his face. Goes like so the normal face shape, and it comes in for his chin, and it goes back up to a point for his chin. I'm like,
he does have a pretty prominent chin.
He could kill
chin,
someone.
Though.
Like, have you seen the graphic for that thing?
Oh yeah, yeah.
If
no,
he were
no,
going
yeah.
this, you could kill somebody. It's
crimson
like,
chin.
No.
Right.
Crimson chin.
Yeah. Right.
But,
oh yeah. Totally.
No, it's sharper. Like crimson chin was like a dull hammer. Like Tony Romo's graphic is like a sharp knife.
Could Tony Romo's graphic defeat the bronze kneecap?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's sharp enough to just crack the bronze knee.
Well, son of a gun, that's a pretty sharp chin.
It's a pretty, I mean, but I think it, I don't
know. Tony Romo's done very well.
He's done very well. I just have one injection about that. I think he's too happy. He needs to calm down a little
yeah.
bit. That's what I'm going to say.
Well, he's doing what he loves for the rest
yeah.
of his life. That's everybody's dream.
As someone who likes to gamble on games, something that, say, I don't like and he's too happy about it, then it's like, oh, man, I lost money and you're going to do this to me now, Tony? That's my only injection about it.
So... Okay, question out there right now. First question, who is your favorite play-by-play football announcer
Mike
currently?
Lang.
Football.
Mike Lang.
Mike Lang.
Mike Lang is so good, he could do any sport.
Paul Steigerwald.
Bob Erie.
Bob Erie.
Dog Emmerich wins all.
Yeah.
Well, I think, okay.
I think John Gruden. John Gruden.
Oh.
I love
play-by-play.
Oh.
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that.
Positions,
I'm so sorry.
There's no argument. Al Michaels.
No, there is an argument.
That is an argument. There is a personal opinion.
Al Michaels.
No.
Who else?
I don't know my football announcer, so I'm not
The
pick guy. Bill Hillgrove? Is that a guy?
Yeah,
he's
good.
The
radio
guy.
He's
the
radio
guy.
But that's
who says play-by-play.
TV.
You said play-by-play.
I'm changing it. TV.
It's too late.
Changing the rules.
Hillgrove is too old. Hillgrove is too old.
What do you mean he's too old?
He's messing up. He messes up all the time.
I don't care what you think.
He probably can't see. It's really far from the press box.
You're wrong. Bill Hillgrove is absolutely the best play-by-play announcer that has ever walked the earth for the sport of football.
Donald Trump just walked into our AX radio show.
How are you? President Trump here. I am personal friends with Ian Case. I suggested to all my friends across the world, the president of Saudi Arabia, I suggested to them all that they listen to the broadcast today. And as I said, it would be next level big league stuff.
Billions.
I have. They have
billions.
They have billions of listeners.
Billions
today.
And billions.
This would be amazing.
And
you can finish your. You can finish your.
Okay.
Now.
So TV,
commentator,
TV.
Yeah, TV,
TV, play-by-play,
play-by-play.
What's the guy who does the baseball?
Ben Scully, he retired.
No.
Joe Buck.
Joe Buck.
He's
does,
good.
I'm Joe Buck.
He does football.
Joe Buck does football.
Here's
I like him.
Here's my, yeah, I like him. People always like talk about how he's orange. Who cares that he's orange?
So is our president.
I'm Dan.
I'm not talking about you, Donald.
Listen here. He mentioned my name. I can speak. He mentioned my name. I was mentioned. It's not orange. It's tangerine tan. Tangerine tan. Thank you.
But okay, no, yeah, my order would be Al Michaels, Jim Nance, Joe Buck.
Jim Nance, yeah, okay.
Okay.
I like Joe Buck.
TV
Joe
color Buck. Commentary. Joe
TV color
commentary. Tony Romo.
Yeah, Tony Romo.
Tony Romo. No.
John Gruden.
John
Gruden.
John
Gruden. John Gruden.
Tony Romo.
John
for how many people hate hate Chris Collinsworth?
Oh. I hate Chris Collinsworth.
Double 2-Y banana.
That's not even a play. That's a
Ray.
That's
one of them.
It's a banana split.
Ray Ferraro. Maybe if you're
Dan Fouts.
No, it's definitely John Gruden for me.
The old two-nighter. Everybody likes
John Gruden. Hey, is he going to Tennessee, Jim?
I don't know. That's the rumor.
He visited, but he visits
them a lot because, you know, one of the greatest quarterbacks.
I might just volunteer to do it.
Hey, you know what's volunteer. You know what's a big thing? A big thing is the NBC Sunday night broadcast, the pan in of Collinsworth. People love that pan.
Yeah, there's that.
Are you saying Pam or Pamadin?
Pan.
Has a D on the end?
No,
pan.
P-A-N.
The pan. It's a camera movement?
Yeah.
It's P-A-N. There's two ends.
One end.
Well,
maybe it's complicated.
It's
Zach.
A camera pan.
All right. Well, on the end of that conversation.
What movie was that film?
We are going to go to another music break, and then I think what?
We'll do the lunch menu.
We'll do
dining
the lunch,
schedule.
The dining menu?
We always do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to leave here soon, but yeah, you guys can do the dining menu. I don't care.
All right. Well, Zach, you're doing the dining menu because you're a guest.
Okay.
So we will we'll see you on the other side of this song. I don't
Come
know
on back now, you
what
hear?
What song do we want?
Closing time. No, we're not done yet. We're not done yet.
Okay.
Free Fall, you got Free Fall on there?
Yeah.
Halloween.
Thriller?
This
you want Thriller?
Yeah.
Halloween.
All right.
Happy Halloween.
Halloween.
Love you guys. Thriller's going to be a good one. I actually want to hear that song. I'm trying to just, like, stare at it.
I think we should have played the, like, you know, for Christmas, where it's like, this is Halloween, this is Halloween.
I liked your doll impression.
That
was really good, really good.
I'm so good at that. This is scary good.
That was really good. My name was mentioned.
I can speak, you mentioned my name. I can make a comment.
You can go on SNL for that.
I could talk like Forrest Gump.
I talk like Forrest Gump. I also talk like Bubba. You got grilled shrimp, barbecue shrimp, fried shrimp.
He does it better.
The Bubba? Or the
I
Force?
Don't do Bubba.
He does Force better.
I do Bubba.
Oh, is that
me
what
and
doing?
Jenna will have pays and cats.
Pays and cats.
His dad was named Forrest too. You are his dad.
is he dog?
Must buy Bubba.
I told you to leave me there, God damn it.
Ted Dad buys my ice cream.
Ted Dad
ice cream.
Donkey.
He puts it in
the bedpan.
I play ping pong that anybody play ping pong with.
Sometimes Ted Dad will come watch me play ping pong.
So this is like a 5-minute song, so
but
we'll
then,
12:55 and
but Lieutenant Dan, you got no legs.
Wait, what time's your oh, you canceled class, I forgot.
My favorite thing is whenever he crashes a boat and he goes,
That's my boat.
Who's driving the boat?
Jenny.
Jenny 5 is Jenny 1.
I'm sorry for having a fight at Betsy's last party.
Is it?
Yeah. Hello, everybody. How's it going?
Well, that was to Britta, so not everyone.
Who's your Britta?
Oh, she put that smiley face on your head. All right,
what time is it now, Zach Davis?
12:50. What do you have to be, Greg?
I got to go to class in a couple minutes.
What class do you got?
Jinx.
Math, applications, and reasoning with Marcy.
Hey, anybody want to go get a po' boy with me after this?
Yeah, I'm going to
need a po' boy.
Because I had a bagel at advising day.
I have to go to the moon football tonight, babe.
Okay, I have to go to
po' boys.
We got, is that Ramos?
Yeah.
Ramos.
I'm tagging along.
Ramos.
What is it? Do you still need me to drive?
No, my mom's coming. I'm going home after, so she's just coming to the game.
So she's just going to go sit with you?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to go on the field or sit with her.
You should go on the field straight pass. Get Beth on the field.
I should. Hey, this is my mom. I brought her a lot. Jim, what
are
you doing after this?
Nothing.
Want to play Madden?
My therapist, mom.
Yeah, I'll play the game Madden.
We'll take the po' boy back down to
Hello.
There.
I don't give a shit.
It's
me.
Do you want to just come back in for me, singing?
No.
Why?
I like that idea.
Just don't watch you sing.
Hello.
Let's do it.
And welcome back. To another iconic episode.
What's up, Matthew?
Friday.
Where's my hat at?
I don't have it, pal.
Don't forget Jim.
2K.
Zach Davis.
Bring it with me.
In the new guest, Madison Kovic.
Me. You
playing close? Oh, yeah, I gotta read the list.
Well, we'll do it in segments. One of you will take PNC, one of us will take Ramos. Really.
Ramos.
If we can comment on it or what we want to do.
You can just read what the options are. That's what we do.
I don't know, today is cafe. You should do it in Dark Drop with your PNC.
Do it.
Welcome back into the specials in the PNC Colonial Cafe. Or as follows.
Jim, you should read in your Boston accent. You can do your Force accent and do a nerd accent.
I'm looking forward to it.
I need wall seat.
Ow, toe. Where's my phone? Look at that, dude. The soul center,
dude. It's nuts. Holy cow, that's sweet.
Holy cow, what a foul.
Move it over.
They blow it up.
Skate, left, right, left, right. Sit down. Yeah, Matt Fitty.
People can hear this in rumors.
What?
People can hear this in rumors.
Yeah. Oh, do you have the dining menu, Fred?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Spin, check out.
Jim, did you get your classes?
Yeah.
I
haven't written them down yet.
You advise right there, right? And
she just was pretty much like.
So my. Alright,
who wants to do PNC Colonial Cafe?
I'll take it.
You want it?
We gotta leave right now.
We're gonna be late for Heinzie.
We gotta leave it right now.
Good luck, guys.
Good luck, boys.
We can cut out of this if you want.
Yeah, do you want to cut out of it?
Yeah.
See you, buddy. Alright, have fun.
Good luck this weekend.
Good luck.
I have one game. It's
nice.
Oh, you
right.
I just want to know it's you.
But, you know, not too much fun.
Right.
Good luck to
you. You're on business. Don't forget, you're on business.
You
represent
Army. All right, here we go. And we're back.
Whoop.
What is up? So, we are going to read dining menu.
We're going to read the P.
The P.
Read the P, Jim. Okay. PNC Colonial Cafe. Who was that?
Ian. You take it.
Okay. Okay. So, spoon and fork lunch, gyro, chicken parmesan, and General Tso's tofu.
Oh, gosh.
Crowd pleaser, blue water, so fish. Soup of the day, ham and bean and mushroom barley. Firehouse grill, salmon club. That sounds kind of good, actually. Wraps, obviously made to order. Bravissimo! Every time we do it on a Friday, it's ice cream. It's like a dessert.
I know.
And it's always dessert.
Friday dessert.
And then the specialty pizza is the supreme pizza.
Gabagool.
Krusty Krab pizza is the pizza for you and me.
So you want a Wheatley?
I'll take Wheatley.
Yeah, you take Wheatley.
All right, we now go to Wheatley Cafe. The lunch special is chicken parmesan.
It smelled really good.
$8. Then we have the sandwich specials. Grilled cheese, ham and pepper jack panini, and a grilled zucchini panini.
Zucchini.
The soup du jour of the day. Tomato, chili, and Wisconsin. Ooh. And Wisconsin beer and cheese soup. Wow, I know what I'm doing after this show.
And in
Romo's.
Romo's, you got the lunch special. Fried shrimp. Pooh boy.
Dude, you gotta do it in the Bubba Gump.
Fried shrimp. That is $8.50. Then you got the sandwich combo, which is $9.50. Soup of the day is chicken Florentine. Mm. And your dinner special starting at 5 p.m. Don't come earlier. You won't get served. Is stuffed shells at $7.95. And Ian, you want to take Yorktown?
Sure. Yorktown, if you ate breakfast there, tell you pancakes. Lunch, French dip. Soup of the day, cream of mushroom. Dinner specials, meatball hoagie, chicken Alfredo pizza, and loaded tater tots, which sound delicious.
All right, and your dining menu fun fact of the day is, in 16th century Europe, it was believed that eating a tomato could turn you into a werewolf.
Ooh.
So stay away from those tomatoes, guys. All right, and we are going to, I think this has been a great episode.
I think it's pretty solid.
Pretty solid episode.
Pretty solid.
So what we are going to do is, we're going to play Closing Time, and we'll see you next Friday.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in.
Love you guys.
Cut me off. Do I have to stop recording now or after the song?
Do whatever you want.